Hello there, my name is Yemisi and you are listening to Tech Empowered, a podcast brought to you by Tech for Dev. Tech Empowered is about the story of how technology is changing the lives of young people in Africa and across the world. Real stories from real people who have all been tech empowered. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire you, to let you know that you can chart a new course for your life. There's an African proverb that says, anytime you wake up is your morning. This roughly translates to when you come to the realization of the fact that you need to make a change, you can. Without further ado, let's get into the conversation for today. On this inaugural episode, we'll be having a conversation with Khadijat Agboola. Khadijat is a young mom of two who lives in Lagos, Nigeria. She was a beneficiary of the Women Tech Sales program, both the bootcamp and the fellowship. And we're going to be having like a deep dive into Khadijat's story. So before tech, how she's doing now, building a career in tech and everything in between. So sit back, relax, grab a cup of tea, coffee, juice, whatever, and let's dive in. Hi, Khadijat. Lovely to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too. I'm doing great.
Great. So let's start at the beginning. Tell us a bit about yourself, your background. What were you doing before tech?
About my background, let me just start from university. I studied mathematics and statistics. So after graduation, I started teaching. So I was teaching, and that's because I started wearing full hijab after graduation. So I felt I may not really be accepted in corporate world. So there was even a time I interviewed at a company, should I call it fintech, like one financial organization, I won't mention the name. So I was called for the second phase of the interview, but I didn't go. Inferiority complex will not allow me to. So I continued teaching because I felt like teaching is not that this thing, they don't discriminate, especially when you have something upstairs. Like I finished with the first class.
So that's interesting.
Whenever they see a female and teaching mathematics and first class, like I get to, like when whatever interview I go for, like they pick me straight. So it was easy for me. I just kept teaching, like I was in my comfort zone. I was happy. I was there I was happy impacting lives, like teaching the children, but in terms of the pay, well, maybe not really. So yeah, that's what I was doing before tech.
Okay, interesting. So what made you decide to switch? Like what made you decide to pursue tech as a career?
Okay, then I was teaching, but I knew I wasn't fulfilled. Apart from the financial aspect, right? I knew I wasn't fulfilled. I knew like I'm made for something greater than this. So I kept searching for my purpose. It took me a long time. Just like what you said at the beginning, that whatever time you wake up is your morning. So whenever I look back to all those years, like sometimes I feel I wasted 6 years teaching. But then I've come to a realization that it's not really like I wasted those years. Like they're actually like a stepping stone for me, because most of the knowledge I acquired, most of the things I acquired are actually helping me now. So at some point in 2021, I was actively seeking for my purpose, asking God, what exactly do I want? Like, I'm not sure I really want to teach. Like, I thought at 3 to 4 schools, from primary to secondary to College of Education. So yeah, at each organization they were like, I'm always like kind of different from the rest, trying to like look for something better. But then I was like, I was not really satisfied. So 2021 2022, I started tech. This thing, I saw ALX the program on Instagram, then I applied. In fact, I'm not even sure I checked the course, but I applied because I saw scholarship. So then it was financial management and valuation analyst. I was like, financial management, okay. I think I can thrive anywhere I find myself. So I took the course, I graduated, but then it wasn't really what I wanted. Yeah, it wasn't really what I wanted. Then I found Tech for Dev, or maybe I should not go into that yet. But I found Tech for Dev, it was through a friend that introduced me, like, why don't just apply for this course? Let us try. Prior to then, I've already taken Google Data Analytics course. So like, as I was taking the course, what I felt was different from what I felt when I was taking the ALEX course, because data analytics felt like something I knew from like my background, mathematics and statistics. Mm-hmm. So like, it resonated well with me. Then I felt, this is it. This is exactly what I want. I think I found what I want. So when I found Tech for Dev, it was easy. I just like took, I registered for the fellowship program that was data science. Then it was kind of very clear what I wanted, like something that I just have to, that relates to my background. But at the same time, I want to leave this teaching. So that was like, and since I know, okay, with this, I feel I should be able to get better offer, like that will pay more than the teaching. So that is one of the motivation, I think, like financial and also like trying to find my purpose, something, a place where I feel in. And, you know, I said earlier that I felt I had this imposter syndrome, like inferiority complex. So I feel like when I'm in tech, I can walk from anywhere without showing my face. People don't have to see me. The people don't have to see that I wear hijab. So that's actually under motivation. Though now I've overcome all those things and I'm not even scared to show my face to the world and to show the hijab, like, just have to do with what I have upstairs and not my dressing.
So I want to ask a question just a bit away from just from something you said.
Okay.
So this thing about the fact that you're wearing the hijab and you don't feel like that translates well into the corporate space, is that something that you have experienced personally, or were there like stories of maybe women that you knew that had, you know, that kind of experience, and that sort of like shaped, you know, what you just felt like, oh.
The thing is, I am scared of failure. So yeah, I'm scared of failure. So sometimes I don't try to check. So when I interviewed at that company, I said, I realized that out of everybody that came, I was the only one wearing this type of hijab. So like, there was a place we asked to stay with like a current employee of the company, like I think she's like maybe high position. So I asked her, is there anybody that dresses like me in this company? She was like, in this branch, no, but in one of their branches there's somebody that wears hijab. Like, it's okay, I can just wear small headscarf and like wear my normal corporate clothes. I'm like, okay, corporate clothes, like what, like trousers and stuff. So from there, I'm like, it's better I don't proceed than rejecting me. That's because then I was scared of failure. So yeah, I think that's like the personal experience I have.
It's interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that, Khadijat. I feel like, so most times, like personal things that, you know, just one experience and then it just makes us close up. And it's interesting how that just affects like different parts of your life, the whole trajectory and everything. And okay, so now you found Women Techstars and you enrolled for the program. How was that experience like for you?
The experience was very, very, very challenging. And the thing is that the thing about me is, it's like from the beginning, they promised us that it was going to be challenging. So I was actually ready, like I was looking forward to that, and it didn't really disappoint. I felt when you risk. It did it. It ticked all the boxes for me. So I remember when I applied, I think that was the application started around maybe March, April. Then like they were supposed to get back to us. So within that phase, I was like, okay, they actually have other programs. So I applied for the boot camp. Then I was selected. That was 2.0, yeah. So I did the boot camp. That was data analysis. Then when it was time for the interview, I was 2 days postpartum. I was in hospital bed. And then, like, I didn't really know. I thought Tech for Dev is like all these companies, or that would be very, very strict. So I couldn't open up to the interviewer that I'm actually on hospital bed. Like, I didn't just want to lose that chance. So I thought I was in the hospital, but I didn't tell her that I just had a baby through CS.
Oh, wow.
So I just, like, tried my best to do the interview and everything. And eventually I was selected, and the program started October. So since I gave birth August, and the program started, so that was, like, maybe 2 months. Yeah, it was 2 months postpartum then. So I had the baby when the program started. And I was on maternity leave, so juggling that. And when I resumed maternity, then I was still teaching. So when I resumed maternity leave with the baby, I'll be in class teaching, then I'll also be in class. And our instructor will be like, okay, so does anybody have an idea? And I actually have an idea, but I was like, okay, let me excuse myself from this class first and talk. Like, it was not really easy. Though then I already had the intention of resigning from my teaching job. So I was like, that lasted for like just 2 months into the program. Then within that 2 months, I also got another job. So yeah, But the experience, it was very, very nice. Like, it's enlightened me a lot to a lot of things. Machine learning, data science, like having class from 10 to 2. And we have presentations, projects from time to time. But I think all those things actually shaped me to who I am today. Like, now I do projects easily because I do it like freely when in class, then also like presentation. Whatever project we do, we get to present it to the whole class. So at first, like, there was a time, like, my team members were like, no, somebody should present for us. Like, okay, no problem, I will take it. That was like my first time of presenting. I was nervous, but I just tried. So after then, my instructor was like, no, you did great, that was nice. So that gave me like the confidence I needed. So like, not long after then, like just 2 months, was it 1 month or a month, at my workplace, like, the person in charge of presentation was like, so you really want to be presenting this week? So I was like, that presentation that I've been doing in tech forever. So I was very confident, and when it was starting, so it was very easy. So even till now, like, to present, it looks like kind of very, very easy to me. Yeah, I gained a lot of experience, a lot. And I met a lot of amazing people. Prior to now, I don't think I've had any very personal relationship or close relationship with people outside my country. But now, like, I have friends, like, I would, oh, what's the time over there? Like, we talk, like, easily, like, they would just tell me, please, I think you should apply for this program. I think you should apply for this. And I also, like, share information and opportunities. So that's actually one of the things I also got from Tech for Dead that I'm very, very grateful for. Like, that opportunity of meeting people from outside my country, different countries, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Khadija. So one thing that I picked from what you just said is, you know how initially you feel like, oh, I can't do this thing, I'm nervous. And especially when you talked about presentations and how you're like, but once you try it, so the thing is, once you try it the first time and then you see that, oh, okay, this is not so bad. So it just goes to show that try. You know, you have to try something for you to know that, oh, I can do this thing. If you don't try, you continue to feel like, oh no, I can never do this thing. And then, but when you try it the first time, you know, it just becomes like second nature, and then they can wake you up from sleep and you can, you know, do it, which is really, and that's like an important lesson that we all need to have to know, right? And okay, so how has your participation in the program helped you make progress in your career journey? Or has it improved like your livelihood since joining the program? You know, initially you mentioned how, you know, part of the motivating factor for you was, aside from the fact that you wanted to find your purpose, you also wanted to improve your finances, right, to earn more. So has that changed? Have you been able to?
Yeah, that has changed greatly. Yes. During, I was like just 3 months into the program when I saw an advertisement for a job opening. I think it was even posted on Tech for Dev platform because I did boot camp. So after the boot camp, we added to the alumni data model, alumni platform, which was managed by community managers. And somebody just posted it like, okay, so company is looking for clinical program. I've never heard that job role before, that title. Clinical programmer, like, okay, but the description, if you have first class in mathematics or statistics, if you have idea of programming, and oh, I'm like, okay, I think I tick this box, let me just apply. That's just like, I just added it to one of those applications and I just removed my mind. Like 2 days after, I just got an invite for an interview and I was shocked, like, interview, like, so I put it on the platform that I got invite for this so job that was posted, but I feel I'm not good enough. Yeah, that moment, like, from DMs to calls to messages on the platform, they supported me. Like, those ladies I've never met supported me. They kept saying, no, you are good enough, like, we've seen what you do. They really supported me and it gave me that courage. So when I faced the interview, like, I was just like, so they even kept reminding me what we did in boot camp. So when I went for the interview, it was remote, so when I went during the interview, so they were just like, no, I think you don't have the experience. I think all your experience is in teaching. You don't have any experience in any other corporate role. But because of that courage that my sisters, my people, my Tech for Dev family have given me, I just kept saying, yeah, even though I don't have experience in this, but even in teaching, I do this, I do that. And even in this, I know Python, I know R, and which is applicable to what you have. And I got the job. So yeah, I was very happy. Multiple of my previous salary, like, I don't even want to say like times what, but then Well, it's opened a lot of doors. It has opened a lot of doors. Apart from the job, like, I get gigs from people that will just message me that, okay, I think you can do this. I think you use this, that. That money will just come, like, free money that you're not even expecting. And it just, like, elevates your finances. Yeah. So,
That's really interesting. I mean, something really key from what you have said is, so most times we have, like, this imposter syndrome. I think that just comes and just tells you, oh, you're not cool enough for this thing, you're not qualified enough. And then it's important to have a community of people around you. It can be just one person, it can be two people, and it can be like a whole community.
That you just made out of a whole community.
Yeah. And when those people just tell you, oh, no, you can do this thing, and then backed by evidence, right? And you deep down, you know that you can, but it's just that fear. They will find out that I'm not really good. But community is really important. And yeah, that's so. How old are your kids?
My firstborn is 4 years old, and I have a baby of 1 year, 3 months.
Wow, that's an interesting age. So how do you balance everything? How do you balance the demands of a growing data analytics or data science career with the demands and responsibilities of being a mother, caring for a growing family? How do you juggle everything?
Well, the first thing is, like, I have a very good support system. My husband helps a lot whenever he's around, like not when he's always around every time, but during the time he's around, like in the morning when he comes back from work. And yeah, so especially in the morning, I just cook. Taking care of the children, he does that, like dressing them up for school and all. So yeah, but when they leave for school, since I work remotely, I'm at home. So during that period, like, we get to have an hour break between any time you choose. So I always choose, like, between that time I'm going to go and pick my kids. So I go to pick them, we'll come back, they're beside me. Like, most times we just be walking, and sometimes when I get, like, maybe I have to, like, I'm on a call, my phone will ask me, are you on a call? Yeah, this is our Nicole. Okay, he will keep quiet, but the baby does not understand about the call. So we just, like, he wants to talk to the person at the other end of it. So he just say, hi, hi, hi. And sometimes they are very, very understanding. They just be like, oh, hi, our unpaid employee. Yeah, stuff like that. So yeah, so balancing it is not. And another thing I do is I try to, like, portion what I want to be like. I try to, like, write things I need to do. This is what I need to do at social time and all. But sometimes it can be very, very challenging, very, very demanding. Sometimes you get to be at the top of the game, but sometimes the game gets to be at your top. But yeah, we keep pushing, and I'm trying my best.
Awesome. The joys of a working mother, have you?
Nah,
it's not easy. But kudos to you. So, what would you say to anyone who was where you were before making this transition, that moment where you were like, there's more, I can do more, I need to do more, right? And that person is trying to figure out, what do I do? How do I make this change? What advice would you give to a person like that?
If there's somebody at where I was, though, I didn't really have anybody, like, holding my hand then. But I feel like if you're at that stage that I think I feel I need to do more or something, like, don't be scared. Just take that feeling seriously. Look for that your purpose. Look for that more that you need to do. Sometimes we need to leave our comfort zone. Okay, I didn't mention this earlier. I already tendered my resignation at my teaching job, just because I felt, okay, at this point of my life, I want to move from teaching. I want to stop teaching. So I turned down my resignation. My principal then was a very, very nice person. He kept asking me, have you gotten another job? I'm like, no, I haven't. But I know that by December, I want to stop teaching. So I want to go fully into that career. So at that point, what I have in mind was, how am I going to do financially? Though at home, like my own personal family, I don't really contribute much. My husband takes care of that. But I have my own family at home, like, I'm the first daughter out of three daughters.
Wow.
Raised by a single mother.
Wow.
Abandoned by our father because we are girls. So that's a lot of responsibility. Like, I can't let that woman down. So I was scared. Like, I was really scared. What am I going to do? Because I send money to her monthly. So if I stop teaching, what am I going to do? But I knew I need to do that. I need to take that sacrifice. So I spoke to her. this is what I want to do. And she supported me with her prayers.
Mm.
I tendered the resignation on Monday. I got this job on the next week. I got interview for the job on Tuesday. The interview process took like a week. So I got the job the next week Monday.
Wow.
That's it. So sometimes you just need to just take that risk. Like, I knew I was leaving my comfort zone, but then let me just... At the same time, I was staying at my in-laws' place. That same time, I'm moving to Lagos because I feel there are more opportunities in Lagos. I grew up in Lagos. I was born and brought up in Lagos. I only went out of Lagos for service, and since then, I've not come back. So I'm like, I need to go. Like,
from there,
Kano. So from Kano, we moved to Ibadan. Like, at my in-laws' place, like, us. Is there another definition for comfort zone? Like, I don't get to do anything. Like, but then I was scared. If we leave, like... Other thing, but then I left. I felt I just need to leave, and now I think I'm happy I made that decision. So far, I can say this year has like been like the best year of my life. Like, I get to achieve a lot apart from the job, like personal development. I finished the fellowship program. Like, even my kids, like, we get to be together. I get to bond with them. Though teaching job does not really require much like other corporate job, but then we move from. We leave the house by 8 and you come back later in the evening by 4. But now, like, I get to be with them. But, like, this one has allergy. Like, my second one has allergy. So because I'm at home, I get to take care of him the way I want. Like, I get to prepare his food differently from his elder brother. And that's, like, I think tech just gives that flexibility, especially for mothers, right? So if there's anybody I feel I think I should leave where I am, please do. And support it with prayer.
Very, very profound. Thank you so much, Khadijat. I mean, from what you have said, don't be afraid to try.
Yeah.
And there's something about trying. When you decide that, oh, I want to make a change, and then you back it up with a step, it's just as if things begin to open up to the opportunities.
Exactly.
Probably were closing your eyes, so maybe you didn't even know it existed, just begin to open up to you, and then stuff you just begin to attract like different. And that's actually something that happens when you decide that, oh, I'm going to do this thing. I want to make a change, right? And I mean, this has been a very, very enlightening conversation with you, Khadijat. And we are so grateful for you taking the time to be here and, you know, just sharing your story with us and being vulnerable with us. And thank you so much. We are happy that you're doing well. And yeah, another thing that she mentioned about, you know, how tech just gives you that flexibility to be able to, you know, also balance other things in your life, which is really true. If you're able to, like, maybe work hybrid or remote, you're able to balance stuff, which is great. Thank you so much, Khadijat. Truly honored to have you share your story with us. And also, it's easy to appreciate your journey in reverse when you're looking back and you're like, oh, see how far I've come. But when you're going through it, it's never easy.
It's never easy.
Tough. It's really, really tough. So, yeah, I applaud you for showing up and continuing to show up for yourself every day. It's been a lovely conversation. And this is where we draw the curtain on this episode of Tech Empowered. Thank you for listening. Please share and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, I remain your humble host, Yemisi. Bye for now.